shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back. And hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And can't believe it's already November 25th, that it's Thanksgiving week. But here we are, just a couple of days out from the holiday. And some of you might be getting ready to head out and travel. Some of you might be getting ready to get on the airplane and head to see family somewhere else. And keep in mind that storms that are coming on Thanksgiving may play a part in your may play a part in holding up some of your travel plans. Maybe not getting to where you need to get to, but certainly trying to get home. Now, here we're going to have rain on Thanksgiving, but it is possible that we will have snow in some of the higher elevations. But we are looking at what will certainly be delayed travel, because, as you know, when you have one area that is getting affected by a storm, that can kind of trickle down or trickle across, we'll say, to every other area having delays and experiencing issues. But this is going to be multiple areas across the country that are experiencing storms, because there's two different storm systems coming through. And so that's going to cause problems all the way across. So if you are traveling somewhere, I would just be careful about when you're planning on coming back. You know, obviously, if you're staying for a couple of days, you should be okay. Like, if you're coming back Sunday, Monday from being somewhere, you'll probably be okay by then. But if you're planning on trying to travel home on Friday or Saturday, there's going to be some issues. And also, you know, keep in mind, too, that even just driving around on Thanksgiving, we're going to have some pretty significant rain happening here, which is good because we are still in critical drought status. But as that rain is falling, that's going to make driving and visibility difficult, because it's going to be pretty heavy downpours. And Thanksgiving runs the gamut when it comes to weather, man. Some years you have snow, some years you have rain, some years you have beautiful sunshine, and it's almost 70 degrees. So you never know what Thanksgiving is going to bring. But when it's a rainy day and everybody's kind of stuck indoors, well, that's why Stevie's Wine and Spirits can get you ready for your Thanksgiving holiday. That's for sure. But you've got, you know, football to watch too. You can do that. Although not the Patriots. The Patriots deserve a week off. They need a week off. Glad they're not playing again till Sunday, because it'll give me time to wash yesterday's game out of my mind. The Dolphins aren't as good as they looked against the Patriots yesterday. The Patriots just fell apart in all phases of the game. There were a couple of highlight plays. Certainly that touchdown pass from Drake May was pretty good. And, of course, the defense scoring a touchdown. Christian Gonzalez running it back. Those are positive signs moving forward, and that's what it's about. Like, listen, I've given up on caring if they win or not. I'm not to the point either where I hope that they lose every time. Because I don't need to get a top 10 draft pick to see, you know, the future. You can find value in other positions, and I think those who are still in the organization learned enough from Bill Belichick to figure that out. And also, Belichick had a lot of misses, too. But I think, too, at the same time, you've got to build your team up. And it's hard to build a team up if you lose every game because you're trying to make sure you have good draft position. You got to try to win games. But as Gerard Mayo said, as they mentioned on the broadcast, he had said to them, you know, it's about seeing who you have and who sticks around. Who can take on this adversity now and contribute to the team later when things are hopefully a little better? I don't know that I'd take a lot of people that played in that game yesterday. But that's not indicative of how the Patriots have played all season. So we'll see if they get back on track this week. I mean, even the Celtics, you know, haven't looked like world beaters in every game. Yesterday, they played pretty well, but then they had some lapses where they let the Timberwolves get back in it and ended up, you know, taking it down to the wire. This after Jaylen Brown started 5 for 5 on three-pointers. And I don't just mean he hit the first 5 pointers that he took in the game. He started the game with the first 15 points of the Celtics that the Celtics scored, shooting 5 three-pointers. It was just insane. And I saw Abby Chin had an interview with Ray Allen. Ray Allen was at the game in the stands. He said that he has a son that goes to Emerson, so he plans on being at a lot more Celtics games this year. I think that the Celtics fans have kind of gotten over how they might have felt about Ray Allen leaving to go to the Miami Heat, chasing another ring. So he was talking about Abby asked him about the difference between, you know, the time he was with the Celtics and the value of the three-pointer versus now. And he said, you know, I used to have to do a lot of things within a game to create a three-pointer. He says, but now teams in the NBA today, it's their first look. And certainly with the Celtics, it's their first look a lot of the time. And he attributes that to just the talent of the shooters in the league today. Guys who grew up watching Ray Allen and Reggie Miller and all those guys burying three-pointers and said, I want to do that. And also, this is the thing. Antoine Walker and I had a conversation about the three-pointer once. And he said, you know, Antoine also had the best line ever about three-pointers. When somebody asked him, why do you shoot so many threes? He said, because there aren't any fours. But we were talking about the three-pointer once, and he said, if I shoot three-pointers, I don't have to go bang around inside, and I have a longer career. And I said, you know, that's a good point. These guys, these athletes today are not looking at, you know, setting the NBA scoring record. They're looking at longevity. They're looking at being able to stay in the league for 20 years. And longevity means you can't be down there banging your body around inside a lot. And so the three-pointer helps him avoid that. It also spaces the floor so that if you do go inside, there's less guys crowding around in there. Less traffic you have to fight through to get to the basket. And if you've got guys like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum on your team, you want them to be around for a long time. So I don't know. I don't get angry about it. I mean, when I started covering the Celtics, it was the three happy Celtics of Pearson Walker and Jim O'Brien's offense, which was basically just you play defense and I'll let you do whatever you want on offense. So I never really got too worked up about the three-pointer. I do get mad when they become over-reliant on it and it's not falling, but if they're not falling, you just keep shooting until they do. Anyway, that's the sports segment of this morning. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will also, we'll keep an eye on the Thanksgiving weather for you as we get closer to it. A reminder, too, that we will not be here on Thanksgiving or on Black Friday. We're taking both of those days off. We'll have network programming for you. We will also have the Alice's Restaurant three times for you on Thanksgiving. And the more I think about it, I wonder if we should have a morning run of it too, maybe a 9 a.m. I'll give it thought. Let me know. Send me an email, tim@wbsm.com, or send me an app chat message and let me know what times you would like to hear Alice's Restaurant, what time you would be tuning in to hear that. Because I think having it run once when people are, you know, having their morning coffee or getting their Thanksgiving meal ready or what have you, that might be fun. And at first I was like, nobody's going to care about this, Tim. You're the only one that cares about this. But then when I mentioned it last week, I got so many people that were commenting saying, well, thank you for playing it. Because I got to scan the dial trying to find somebody that plays it. Obviously, in today's day and age, you can stream it anytime you want. You can go right now to YouTube and go listen to Alice's Restaurant. You can go watch the entire movie. You can listen to the entire album. You don't need to wait for Thanksgiving to hear it on the radio. But there's something about hearing it on the radio on Thanksgiving that is, you know, the tradition. And I was pleasantly surprised to see a lot of people chiming in saying, like, no, thank you. Like, this is something that should be done. Just like on 50s night, you could easily create your own 50s playlist and play it on your phone and stream it to all of your devices and hear it in crystal clear FM quality sound. But there's something about turning on the radio. And what's funny, too, is I had people that told me that when they listened on 50s night, even though they were regular listeners on 99.5 FM, because, of course, most people know for almost 80 years now, you've been able to get WBSM on 1420 AM. But we also have the FM broadcast at 99.5. And a lot of people have told me in recent years, I listen on 99.5 because it comes in much better quality sound. There's no AM hum. There's no interference. It's FM stereo. Like, I'd much rather listen to it on FM. And I know I would too. But there's also something nostalgic about hearing that AM broadcast too. And so even though, you know, you could listen to 50s night on 99.5 FM and get that crystal clear sound, people were still listening on AM because they wanted it to sound old school. They wanted it to sound like it did back in the day. So maybe on Thursday when you're tuning in for Alice's Restaurant, maybe that's how you want to hear it. Maybe you want to listen to it on the AM dial. Because that's the nostalgic feel for you. It's up to you, but we'll also have it on streaming on the WBSM app and at WBSM.com as well. So if you're traveling out of the area and you're not going to be near a radio, or you're going to be in a city or a town where you don't know the radio stations, you don't know who might else be playing it on the radio, you know you can get it from us. And we'll schedule some app alerts, too, to let you know when it's coming up. So, you know, probably about 15 minutes out, 20 minutes out, there'll be an alert that'll come across your phone to let you know that it's time to tune in to hear Alice's Restaurant. Because we can do that. We have that technology. Let's utilize it. Thanks to our friends at South Coast Towing for making all of the great things we can do with the WBSM app happen. And DSY asks where Mariah is playing. It's at TD Garden. We're giving away tickets to TD Garden to see Mariah's Christmas time show. I think they still have some tickets on sale if anybody's interested in getting those. But they are, they're probably running low if they do still have them. Because she is the queen of Christmas now. The best-selling Christmas song of all time. Beat out White Christmas and everything else that's come out. I don't think people realize, because she hasn't really had a pop hit in a long time, but Mariah Carey is one of the best-selling artists of all time. She kept shattering records in the 90s. And records that still stand because radio is different and music is different than it was back in those days. But yes, she is the Queen of Christmas. And that's just not a self-appointed title. That's a title that's been given to her because of her sales. Going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a bit.
Now you're confessing, but I'm still guessing. I've been your fool for so, so long. Girl, don't lie just to save my feelings. Girl, don't cry and tell me.
Welcome back. And I think that might be my favorite Huey Lewis song. It's hard because I like them all, but I think that one might be my favorite. Which is sad because it's a breakup song, but still it's everything I love about that band captured in one song. 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls coming up after the news. We can also take your app chat messages, your open line voicemails on the WBSM app as we are heading into the Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully you're ready. There's still time to get your order in at the butcher shop for your turkey, whether it's picking one up for you to cook or whether it's having them cook it for you or just getting a platter and making life easy for yourself. So you can still get that done. You can still, listen, Thanksgiving should be the least stressful of the holidays that are coming up. Don't get overly worked up about Thanksgiving. People are just happy to get together and be with family and have a nice meal. It doesn't have to be the big stressful holiday. Save that for Christmas. Because God knows there's enough stress associated with that. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A fatal plane crash in Colorado, the vision for Trump's new Department of Government Efficiency, and no surprises about what topped the box office over the weekend.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
tragedy struck Colorado's Civil Air Patrol on Saturday. A plane carrying three people crashed near Storm Mountain west of Loveland, Colorado, during a routine training mission. The pilot, Susan Wolber, and aerial photographer Jay Roten were killed. The co-pilot, Randall Settergren, was the sole survivor and airlifted to a hospital with serious injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating the cause of the crash. A hiker died after falling on icy terrain in New Hampshire's White Mountains. 44-year-old Christopher Heiler was hiking the Coppermine Trail area on Friday when he fell. Search crews found him early Saturday morning near the peak at 2,800 feet. Heiler was equipped with micro spikes for traction, but the icy conditions were too much to overcome. This serves as a reminder to check weather conditions before heading out and to be prepared for wintry hazards. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy want to force federal workers back to the office, hoping to trigger resignations. They're tapped to run Donald Trump's new government efficiency office. While many federal employees already work in person, the impact of this policy will vary by agency. Some agencies, like the Department of Agriculture, have high in-person requirements, while others, like the Treasury Department, have lower ones. Experts question the potential cost savings and the impact on employee morale and productivity. Residents in Conyers, Georgia, can breathe a sigh of relief. The Environmental Protection Agency has ended its air quality monitoring around the Biolab chemical fire facility. The fire, which happened in September, released chlorine and other toxic compounds. While air quality concerns eased by October, the EPA continued monitoring as a precaution. Local environmental contractors will now take over air monitoring overseen by the Georgia Environmental Protection Division. And Wicked was the overwhelmingly popular choice over the weekend for moviegoers flocking to see the big screen adaptation of the Broadway musical. And while Gladiator 2 fared well enough to finish in second place at the box office, it was the Wizard of Oz prequel that ascended to number one. Wicked made an estimated $114 million domestically during its debut. Meanwhile, number two, Gladiator 2, showed strong with $55.5 million.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics beat the Minnesota Timberwolves on Sunday 107-105. They are home at TD Garden in Boston tonight to play the LA Clippers. That's at 7:30. Bruins at the Garden to play the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday. And the New England Patriots have a few days to get over their loss to the Miami Dolphins. They host the Indianapolis Colts at Gillette in Foxborough on Sunday, December 1st.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
If you enjoyed Sunday's sunshine, get ready for more of that today, just with a little less wind. Temperatures in the low 50s here on the South Coast today, but things shifting as we get into the rest of the week. Cooler air moves in on Tuesday. Rain also likely Tuesday morning into early afternoon. And Wednesday and Thanksgiving, Thursday, looking dry right now, but we could get more rain late on Thanksgiving into Friday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, and 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So you heard Phil mention that Wicked was far and away the number one movie at the box office this weekend. If anybody, I've seen a lot of people reviewing it on social media who have said it was fantastic. People who are Wicked fans who said it was everything they wanted and more. People who knew nothing about Wicked and said it was an enjoyable movie and it was a fun movie-going experience. But I guess I should have done a better job of reading my emails on Friday, because I got an email from Max J Records, one of the record stores here in Fairhaven, that said that they were having a sale on used records. And so I was like, well, I'm going to go over there and take a look. And so I went there when I got out of work. And yeah, they were having a sale, and I was able to pick up some used records on the cheap. And didn't realize, though, that at the same time, and if I had looked at the email a little closer, I would have saw this, at the same time, they were having a listening party for the Wicked soundtrack album. So I was surrounded by Wicked fans who were hanging out and singing along and listening to the soundtrack record. And I'm just trying to maneuver my way around, like, oh, excuse me, just want to look at those records. Thanks. And so I was like, I should probably come back, but I don't want to interrupt their fun and their experience. But it was great. And then I went Saturday to Purchase Street Records for the record release party, the record release signing event for Thought Junkies album Green, which is 30 years old now, and for the first time ever was released on vinyl. And brought it home, listened to it a couple times over the weekend. It still brings back the 90s. I remember listening to that Thought Junkie album way back then. And it still sounds just as good. And also, good news, they're working on getting it uploaded to streaming as well. They're mastering it for streaming, and hopefully we'll have that up soon. I did find it on Internet Archive before, though. So you can get it on Internet Archive. Somebody uploaded the CD. But this is a special mastered for vinyl edition. They only made 100 copies, and you can get that at Purchase Street Records. If you remember the band Thought Junkie, they were going to be like the next big thing from around here at a time when there was a lot of potential next big things in the local music scene. So you can go relive those glory days by picking up that album. But yeah, Wicked apparently was the far and away biggest movie of the weekend. And I'm interested in, if you went, were people singing? And did it turn into any kind of a distraction? Did they ask people not to? Did they remove anybody for doing it? I haven't seen anything about it since we posted about it last week. I think what happened was they put the sign up to make people happy, you know, people who were concerned about it. And then once the movie started, nobody cared. Like, if people sang, nobody cared. I think that's kind of the way that it probably shook out. I didn't go see it. I don't know that I will go see it. Maybe if I've got time to spend next weekend at the movies and I've seen everything else that I want to see, maybe I'll go see it. I'm interested, but I don't know that I'm motivated to go see it. I've never seen the musical. I had friends that would travel to go see the musical, and they were always like, you need to come and see it. You love The Wizard of Oz. You'll love it. I just never went. Never went when it was in New York. Never went when it was in Boston. Never went when it was in Providence. Never went anywhere to see it. I don't like to go to musicals. I've seen a few. I saw Nonsense 2 at Ford's Theater on a field trip to Washington, D.C. I saw Cats because it was my grandmother's favorite show. And one year she bought tickets for the entire family to go see Cats in Boston. So I saw Cats. Didn't really get it. And then when my ex-wife and I were dating, she loved Beauty and the Beast. That's her favorite of all time. And so they had the show at the PPAC. And her parents gave her tickets for Christmas or her birthday or something, and we went to go see Beauty and the Beast. Those are the three musicals I've seen in person. you know, aside from like high school productions. It's just not really my thing. I wanted to go see Beetlejuice. I thought I wanted to go see Hamilton, and then I watched Hamilton when it was on Disney Plus. And I got like 20 minutes into it, and I was like, I can't do this. It's too much. Too much for me. Too much too fast. Kept thinking I would go back to it, never did. So I don't know. It's just not my thing. I mean, I've seen movie versions of musicals. I wish people would put on some of the Marx Brothers musicals. Those are fun. I was supposed to play Groucho in high school, and the show ended up didn't end up happening, and it got canceled the week before we were about to debut. Because the director's mom got sick and she couldn't be there, you know, the teacher advisor. And so we didn't get to do it. And I was heartbroken. Someday I'll join a community theater production of a Marx Brothers play and try to play Groucho again. Especially now that I've lost some weight. Because otherwise I was more built to be the opera singing bad guy. But I can't sing opera. Can't sing at all. That's why Groucho works for me, because you don't have to sing well to play Groucho. But yeah, if you saw the movie, I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on what the theater experience was like. 508-996-0500, or you can let me know on App Chat, on Open Line voicemails in the WBSM app. Going to take my next break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. That, of course, is Laura Branigan, self-control. And that is something that I think everybody needs to exercise now and then. So there's an interesting story that is popping up on some of the local news sites. Originally was reported by E! But apparently Cher, you know, the singer Cher, she has lived her whole life thinking that her name is Cher, that her name is Cherilyn. C-H-E-R-I-L-Y-N, Cherilyn. And that's what the Cher is short for. So she believed that that was her name until the day, years later, she decided to legally change her name to simply Cher. She said that, this is according to her book, after her mother, Georgia Holt, gave birth to her in 1946, a nurse visited her room and asked what she planned to name her baby. My mother had no idea, but the woman insisted, so she replied, "Well, Lana Turner is my favorite actress, and her little girl is called Cheryl. My mother's name is Linda, so how about Cherilyn?" And she legally changed her name to Cher in the 70s, late 70s, because of all of her marriages, and she wanted to kind of get rid of all of the, you know, the Bono and the Allman and all that other stuff that was attached to it. So she just wanted to simplify her name to just Cher legally. And she had to get her birth certificate. And she said she was shocked to discover that she was officially registered on her birth certificate as Cheryl. And she mentioned that to her mother, and her mother was like, "No, that can't be true. Let me see that birth certificate." And she looked at it and she goes, this is what she told Cher, according to her autobiography. She was 19 at the time, her mother was, when she gave birth. She says, "I was only a teenager. I was in a lot of pain. Give me a break." So that's just kind of funny that, you know, she thought for years that that was her name. And it's funny, too, because I've encountered that with people before where they thought their name was something else, and then they saw their birth certificate for the first time and realized that there was a change. I knew a guy named Mike who told everybody all the time, you know, that his name was Michael. My full name was Michael, and he preferred to be called Michael to Mike. And then got his birth certificate for when we went to college. And when he got to college, he had to get a copy of his birth certificate, I don't know, for something or other for... Oh, he was getting a new Social Security number, a new Social Security card. And so he got his birth certificate, and it said on his birth certificate that his name was Mike. His parents named him Mike, not Michael. And I said to him, why didn't your parents tell you that? And he said his parents thought his name was Michael, too. They had told the person Michael. But I guess the person wrote down Mike on the birth certificate. And then there was a guy that I worked with named Danny. And I called him Daniel one day. And he goes, that's not my name. Don't call me that. And I was like, but your name is Danny. Isn't your name Daniel? Isn't that where Danny comes from? He goes, no, my name is Danny. It's like, right, yeah, but Danny's short for Daniel. No, my name is Danny. My legal name is Danny. And I was like, yeah, that can't be true. And he brought in his Social Security card and it said right on it, Danny. His parents didn't name him Daniel. They just named him Danny. So I guess it does happen. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls coming up in the next hour. I got an app chat message from Silence Dugard who says, does anybody ever tell me I look like Leonard on the Big Bang Theory? No, I've never gotten that one. And I don't think that's accurate. What I get a lot is right now, probably more people would, I guess before I lost the weight and before I shaved off my beard, I got a lot of Nathaniel Rateliff. Of the Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. They're kind of a somewhat popular band that's out right now. I get a lot of that. People would share photos of them on social media and be like, hey, that looks just like you. But I don't really get a lot of celebrity lookalikes, more like, oh, there's a guy that works here that looks just like you. I thought it was you. No, it's not me. There used to be a guy that worked at the video store, the Hollywood Video in Wareham, who was like my doppelganger. But
it's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.